But first, nearly 2 years after he disappeared from his Buckeye home, the remains of a 10-year-old boy have been found. Law enforcement and volunteers searched for weeks when Jesse Wilson first disappeared to no avail. And now, finally, a resolution to the search. But there are many more questions left unanswered. Joining us now is Arizona Republic reporter Jason Pohl, who is covering the story. Jason, good morning.
Good morning.
So first, briefly remind us what happened in those first few weeks back in 2016. How did Jesse Wilson go missing?
So in July 2016, roughly the night of July 17th, 2016, Jesse Wilson, who was 10 years old, left for some reason his home in Buckeye. It's a family home. He had it with his mom and a few of his siblings, and he went missing. At the time, police and others who knew Jesse said that he was known to walk away from home sometimes. He liked to go exploring. So at the time when he went missing and he wasn't immediately found, that sparked a huge search. And in the days and weeks that followed that July 17th disappearance, hundreds of people canvassed the area trying to find any clue of where Jesse Wilson went. Those searches were unfruitful. They did not turn up any sort of evidence about where he had gone. And to this day, it was sort of a mystery of what happened to him.
Right, right. So now 2 years later, his remains were found in an irrigation canal. So tell us, how were they found?
So there was a municipal worker with the community in Buckeye who was doing some work on March 8th, a couple weeks ago. And when that worker was doing this work, they found some bone fragments. And so that person immediately contacted law enforcement. Investigators arrived at the scene. It's a sort of remote area near a field on the west side of Buckeye. And they began kind of searching the area, and they started uncovering more bone fragments. We understand there was a skull that was located and some other fragments in the area. And police have said that those fragments were scattered in the area.
How were they identified as this boy's?
Investigators were able to use some DNA that was extracted from the skeletal remains, and they compared that DNA to the DNA from Jesse Wilson's biological father, and that's how they were able to sort of confirm that match.
Right. So I understand now that the case is being labeled as a homicide for the first time. What is Buckeye Police saying about this? So do they have any suspects at this point?
That's right. So at yesterday's news conference, that was the first indication that it was being now considered a homicide investigation. Now, that's not necessarily unexpected. Anytime you have human remains that are found, law enforcement will take the approach of investigating as a homicide.
Mm-hmm.
That said, that does sort of change the way that this is looked at. Rather than him just disappearing and you know, dying somewhere, there's now a search for any sort of lead or suspect. Police have not said whether they have any suspects, whether they have any leads, or kind of where the investigation is at this point. But they are taking any sort of tip they can get very seriously.
Yeah. Has anyone at this point been ruled out as a suspect in the case?
Police have not ruled anything out at this time.
Okay. Had this same area where the remains were ultimately found, had this been searched when Jesse went missing back in 2016? And is there any indication of if they should have been found then?
Well, that's one of the tragic things about this case, I think. Yesterday we learned that the area where these remains were found had in fact been searched back in 2016. In fact, many searchers were in the area. There were cadaver dogs that were brought up at the time. However, this area was underwater in 2016 when the search was going on. And so any sort of clues would have been hidden from plain sight, it seems.
Yeah. And so does the amount of time that's passed since he went missing make it harder for medical examiners or for the police to try to dig up any leads in this?
It does. It does not make it easier, that's for sure. And in fact, that's going to be one of the big questions, is figuring out Jesse Wilson's cause of death, which can take a lot of time. And quite frankly, it might be something that we don't actually get a clear answer to, at least in the short term and perhaps ever.
All right. That's Jason Pohl with the Arizona Republic. Jason, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this.
Thanks for having me.